It was a cold day in February 1974, the third day of February. I'm sitting in my living room at home, and I've been looking at my Bible, verses that I'd heard being preached in the gospel, and I realized right there, for the first time in my life, I found out something that I never knew before. I found out that what I had been hearing in the gospel was true. I found out that I really was the ungodly sinner going down to hell. In fact, I've been on my way for quite a while. And I also found out that it was because of me that the Lord Jesus suffered those terrible things that I had heard about in the gospel and had read about in the Bible, that it was my fault that the Lord Jesus died on Calvary. Not anybody else's, it was mine. I found out that He bore my sins. He took my sins. He bore what I should have bore. He took my place. Those things all came to me in a moment of time. And there I sat. I was flabbergasted. I was shocked, in fact. I remember as a boy of 9 years old about, sitting in this gospel hall. Like Scott says, it was different. We were facing that way. Hearing about the things that men did to the Lord Jesus, nailed Him to a cross. And I had in my mind, I don't know what that has to do with me. I would have never done anything like that. So you can imagine the shock that I had that cold day on the 3rd of February when I found out that it indeed was my sins that caused His death. When I was 9 years old, my mother got saved and our house changed. She hung John 14 and 6 right up on the wall. I read that every day as I came out of my bedroom. I never could understand how a person could be the way, the truth, and the life. It was way over my head. I never knew what it meant. I didn't see what it had to do with me. Oliver Smith would come by our house shortly after Mom was saved and visit with her. And on his car were these words, "Christ died for the ungodly." And I looked at those words. I had no idea who the ungodly was. I was pretty sure it wasn't me. But I thought it was strange to have those words on your car. But Oliver would always warn me that I needed to be saved and that there was a hell, and it was real. And over the years, Christians were very faithful to me and my wife. They would occasionally come to the house and again remind us that we needed to be saved. And this went on for another 20 years. And then in January of 1974, we were told about meetings in this hall, and we decided that we were coming. And we did. And I'd have to say, that's the first time in my life that I ever came to a gospel meeting that I wanted to come to. All the rest of them were because, well, somebody invited me, or Mom wants me to come, so I'll go, so she'll quit bugging me. But we were there because we both wanted to be. And the very first night, you can turn to it if you want, this is what I heard as Gaius Goff stood up. I can't remember what happened yesterday, but I remember this as clear as if it happened today. He was first up, and he read this verse, Luke chapter 13, verse 6. "He spake also a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. And he said unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. And then he looked right at me." I think we were sitting about in the second row back, because we didn't want to miss anything. He looked right at me, and he said, "Cut it down." Now, maybe he wasn't looking at me, I don't know, but I thought sure he was. Maybe he was looking at you, I don't know, but he looked right at me, "Cut it down." And I'm just glad that there's more to that parable. If you read on, you find out that poor fruitless fig tree had a chance yet to bear fruit. So there on that cold day in February, I remembered that I really, it's a miracle that I haven't been cut down. And Albert Hall, every night, if I can remember right, he used these words. He says, look to Christ. It's not your believing that you need. It's not your feelings that are important tonight. What you need as an ungodly sinner on the way to hell is a look at Christ to understand who he was and what he's done for you. And that never left me. I heard him say that over and over. Look to Christ with tears in his eyes. He was preaching to a bunch of us, like Scott has said, are arrogant, thought we knew everything. That was us. And we actually didn't know anything. So on that cold day of February, I found out something I never knew before. That this ungodly sinner who didn't deserve even the least of God's mercies was saved by the precious blood of Christ. And then, exactly 1 month and 1 day later, on the 4th of March, to be exact, Albert and Gaius were over at our house. And we're sitting around, and if my memory serves correctly, we were discussing things that could be known for sure, things that you could know absolutely. And there was kind of a lull in the conversation, and my wife, Jean Ann, looked up. She says, well, I know that Jesus died for me. Just out of the blue. That's how simple salvation could be. She didn't need to be convinced for 20 years and wonder if there even was a God. She just simply believed God and took his word. I had been making him a liar since the time I was 9 years old. But she just took in the truth right there, that Jesus indeed had died for her.